And we thank God for each and every one of you is our prayer. Our lesson once again is in the book of Acts chapter 5. And tonight we want to look at it verses 12 through verses 16. The Lord say the same. Amen. Verses 12 through verse 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 5. Verses 12 through verse 16. Amen. We thank God for you. We praise God for you. Acts chapter 5, verse 12 through verse 16. King James Version reads, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought amongst the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the church, multitudes both of men and women." Amen. Multitudes of both men and women. Amen. That's a very important part there. "There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." Amen. May God bless the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word. So tonight, beloved, as we look at Acts chapter 5, beginning with verse 12, we see here in the book of Acts, first of all, you got to remember, Ananias and Sapphira has died, and that's affected the people. Some, it affected for good. Some, I won't say bad, but because of what happened, they just chose to not bother the disciples. Amen, amen. And so these are classic examples of hypocrites among the Christians who fake their spirituality to impress others. There are some that fake their spirituality to impress others. But we're going to see in these texts today, there were some people that, as some of us would say, had enough common sense. I'm not going to bother that. I'd rather not bother than to be a hypocrite with it. Amen. So as we look at this here, it says by the hands. Now, this word hands here is plural. And so it's by the apostles. It just wasn't Peter. It just wasn't Peter by the hand. This verse also looks into the fact when you say the hands. Remember, there were 120 in the upper room. So we don't know by all the hands. Some scholars say it was just the apostles. Amen. But it was by the hand. That means that God, Holy Spirit, was in the life of every one of them. God's Holy Spirit was in the life of it. So God's Spirit, beloved, can be in our lives if we choose to allow him to be there. Amen? If we would look at back at Acts 2 and 19, it says, "And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth below." That's what he said in Acts chapter 2 and 19. Blood and fire, vapors of smoke. God will show signs through the believer that it's totally yielded to the Holy Spirit. I believe that. Amen. I believe that. I walk in that. Amen. But I believe the problem is that we want to control how the Holy Spirit functions. Amen. Now notice it now. The signs and wonders, all right? If you notice in Acts 2 and 43, it says, "And fear came," I'm reading, "fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. That's plural there again. It just doesn't say by the apostle. By the apostles. Many signs and wonders. Beloved, fear will come upon people when we allow the Holy Spirit to be in our lives and in complete control of where we worship. The Holy Spirit, the glory of God. Amen. We try to bring fear upon people and we hinder it, the work of the Holy Spirit. But when the Holy Spirit is moving, there is fear upon people because God's Spirit will move in their life. And by the hand, many signs were, and they were all with one accord. Now look at this verse. See, when the Holy Spirit is there, then the people, we can pray all day long. The Lord has been convicting me on this. We can pray all day long. We want unity. We want love and all that. What we want is the Holy Spirit to fill our life. Because if the Holy Spirit is in our life, Spirit bears Spirit with Spirit. Amen. When the Holy Spirit is in our life, we won't have a problem coming together on one mind and one accord because it won't be about us. There will be no selfishness in the body when the Holy Spirit has filled our life. Now remember now, James and John wanted to call fire down from heaven and burn up the people because they wouldn't listen to Jesus. James and John wanted to sit on Jesus' right hand and the left, and that caused some tension amongst the other disciples. But once the Holy Spirit came into their lives, they weren't concerned about who sat where. They were given to the work of the ministry. Amen. So that's where one mind. That's Acts chapter 1 and verse 14. These all continue with one accord. Now notice it now in Acts 1 and 14. They continue in one accord. First of all, in prayer. If we want to see our church change, we've got to start praying. We can't worry about nobody else. We can pray for people to have a conviction of prayer. But we can't wait. Well, ain't nobody coming to pray. Are you praying? Or won't nobody pray? Are you praying? Amen. If we'll start praying for our church at least once a day, I'm not saying how long, just pray for the church. Start praying. Amen. You can start at the children and end up at the pastor. Or you can start at the pastor and end up at the children. It doesn't matter where you start. You can start in the middle with the brotherhood or the mission. It doesn't matter. Just pray for the church. Whatever the Lord puts in your heart to pray for, pray. Don't worry about it. But then don't go tell everybody what you pray. Amen. Because sometimes when we start telling, we sow in discord amongst the brother in the family. Amen. We have to be watchful. He said, these all continue with one accord. If we want to see people continue, let's pray for the Holy Spirit to come into our church. In one accord in prayer and supplication. Notice it now. It's not just prayer. It's that word supplication. That means it's more intense. Amen. That means you go beyond your normal prayer. Amen. That means that you don't just pray easy. Amen. I was trying to find, I thought I had myself organized here. I guess the internet is not letting me do what I thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Ain't God good? Yes, he is. I want to look at this word supplication for just a second here, and then we'll move on quickly. Amen. In that 14th verse, talks about prayer and supplication. Two things I think we ought to remember. Amen. As soon as this come up, Jesus, 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 keep me near the cross. All right. Let's see. Well, I wanted to give you something here, but it's not coming. Maybe it'll come up. So as we look at prayer, man, and thank you, Holy Spirit, they continue in prayer. And I want to go to that word supplication. See, because when we see supplication, we're seeing God use us. We are, if we get that, it is said, I believe I read this about Charles Spurgeon, Charles H. Spurgeon, where that word supplication, where he really got into seeking and entreating God, but it wasn't him. It was everywhere he went, there were some women that would come and pray before he got there, pray while he was preaching, and pray after he preached, and God would move mightily. If we would begin to entreat God, amen, and indulge in prayer to where we want God to move, we want God to deliver, we want God to heal, we want God to touch lives, amen. We want God to meet the need of people. Amen. Need is not always finances, beloved.
Right.
Amen. We have to get to the point to where we want God to meet the need. Amen. And that's by prayer and supplication. Addressing God. Addressing God about what's going on. Not just talking about it, but addressing God. So, beloved, when we do that, we see God move. Now, let's go back to Acts. I was in Acts, well, we're in Acts, but the last part of Acts 1 and 12 says, amen, they were on one accord on the porch, Solomon's porch. Now, Solomon's porch was a porch that went all the way around the temple. Now, in going around the temple, they had columns. So it'd be like a column here to hold up the middle, and then a column here. So people would gather there all the way around. People would be there. So first of all, you got to see the man that was healed. Second of all, you got to remember Ananias and Sapphira had died. Third of all, the man is leaping and praising God. And then, while they're on the porch, God is doing miracles still. Amen. On the porch there. Now Solomon's porch is mentioned a lot in the Bible. They were doubtless here for the purpose of one thing. When we come for the purpose of the right purpose, to worship God, to study God's word. Amen. To magnify God, to give God the glory. Just being thankful to God. We will see God do things when we come with the right purpose in our heart. Amen. We always talk about our purpose. Our first purpose should be to worship God.
Mm-hmm.
It's no sense in talking about the purpose. Is our first purpose to worship God? I ride down the street. Thank God that my car was running. Amen. You know, just the purpose of worshiping God. Amen. Amen. It means that they came with a heart. They joined together publicly. They didn't wait for somebody to lead them or guide them. They worshiped God together on the porch. The location didn't mean anything. And then in verse 13 it says, and of the rest does no man join himself. Now this is very important here because first of all, we got to remember that the 120, all right, is there that have been in the upper room. The Holy Spirit has filled it, all right? And then through the word of God, and because they lie, you know, God has killed Ananias and Sapphira. So now because of that, beloved, these unbelievers had respect of the followers of Jesus. The reason why we don't have the respect we should is because we're not yielding to the Holy Spirit. We've got to quit thinking that we know what the Holy Spirit is going to do. Amen. Now, God has given us some insight, but that doesn't limit God. We've got to quit putting the limits on God. Amen. These people had enough respect that the fate of Ananias was suited to have this effect on the rich and the great. when they saw what happened to them, that affected them. Now, beloved, it has not happened that I've seen, but we've got to be careful of being hypocrites in God's church. A God might, I'm not saying I'm not God. Amen. The occurrence of happening here is very. In John's Gospel 12:42-43, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him. Some people are affected by others. Amen. They get to talking in their ear. Amen. Sowing discord. Amen. Let and least they should be put out of the synagogue. Some people are more concerned about position than they are about being in the presence of God. Amen. Notice verse 13. For they love the praises of men. That's in the Bible. And we've got it right now. They love the praises of men more. M-O-R-E. Amen. I might not get to spell nothing else, but that's that. Than the praises of God. We want God to give us the praise because we were faithful. We were committed to him. We were servants fit for the mastership. Amen. And then John 5:44, listen to this. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? How can ye believe when ye which receive honor one of another? We want honor from one another instead of honor from God. That's what he's telling us here. And then it says, in that 13th verse, it talks about no man joined himself, become united to or associate with. They would rather not join the believers than to join them, and they knew their heart wasn't right. Amen. That's what they're doing. The rich and the great and the great of them stood aloof from them. They would rather stand away than to act like they were apart, and they knew they weren't. They knew they had not accepted Christ in their heart. They knew they had not given themselves to Christ. The rest denotes something which is more excellent, which is superior in value and more important to them than something else. They were more concerned that they saw the value in the apostles and all of the 120 that had been filled with the Holy Spirit. They saw the value of how they were carrying themselves, and they would not join themselves to them. And they were deterred by fear and shame from a professing attachment to the Lord, and they knew they weren't attached. Amen. But the mass of the people, they still had a respect. We've lost our respect. Notice it now in that 13th verse. But the people magnified them. The people respected them because of the God they saw in them. We've lost our respect in the church. And because a lot of times we just want the crowd, and we don't want people that have really given themselves to God. I ain't mad at nobody. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. Amen. We ought to want people that have given themselves to God or want to know more about God. Amen. When we see that, the people will have a conviction. They honored them. They regarded them with reverence and fear. There's no reverence and fear anymore of God's church, of God's people, of God's preacher. People have no reverence anymore. They don't care. They'll say anything. Amen. And we have to be careful of that. Look at that 14th verse as I go forward. Amen. And believe. Now notice it now. The people had reverence. The people had respect. The people, there was some that would not join themselves because they knew they weren't right. But that didn't stop God from still moving and adding to the church. See, sometimes because people aren't right, we think that's it. Hindering. No. Leave them alone till they get right. God has some people that will come to his house. Amen. He does. We have to pray for that. John 6:44, Jesus said, I'm going to just turn there to make sure I'm reading it right. I've been quoting it so much. I'm in the Bible. John 6:44. There it is. Jesus said, it's in reading. I'm going to read 43 first. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. Don't whine because it looks like nothing's happening. No man can come to me, to Jesus, except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Don't worry about it. We have to pray for the Father to draw him. God, Jesus said that you would draw. I pray. Amen. I pray. Jesus said you would draw. I'm praying that I'm in the Holy Spirit so that God would manifest himself in and through my life. Amen. Now notice all of this. People durst not join them, but the people magnified and respected and reverenced them because of what God was doing in their life, and there was a fear. Now notice this 14th verse. And believers, not just one, and believers were the more. And it doesn't say about to the church.
Absolutely.
That's what we're missing. We want people to join our church instead of coming to the Lord. When they come to the Lord can deliver. When they come to the Lord can wash and cleanse. When they come to the Lord can save. When they come to the Lord can fill them. Amen. When it comes to the Lord will give a conviction for them to want to study the word. Amen. When they come to the Lord. It didn't say they came to the church. He said, well, believe. Am I in the Bible? It says, believers. That means they believe that Jesus was the Son of God. They believe that Jesus had died for them. Amen. They believe. Let me see if I can find it. It's in, it, there it is, in Acts chapter 2. All of this is transpiring. Acts 2:46-47. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. So they did it on a daily basis. It wasn't a one-time Sunday for 1 hour and preacher, you keeping us too long. Amen. Folks show up late, want to leave early. Don't want to study the Bible. They just want to jump and clap. They don't want to get in the text. They don't want to get in the word. They continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God. That is. And praising God and having favor with all the people. And this is it. And the Lord, there it is, the Lord here, he adds to the church. See, if we let the Lord do the adding, we don't have to worry about people staying. And the Lord added to the church such as should be saved. So here the Lord added, amen, believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, multitudes, believers were added. Now the reason why this statement is made about the women, because in the Jewish custom, the women had a separate court than the men. So here they are on the porch, and everybody is coming to Christ. That's where we have in Galatians, neither male nor female. Everybody's coming to Christ. Everybody is accepting Christ. Christ is drawing everyone. That's what he's doing. Amen. He adds to the church. That means he converts. That means he convicts. That means Christ draws them by his Holy Spirit. And the Lord added. Amen. Didn't matter about those who felt they would be hypocrites. They didn't stop the ones that were convicted by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then look at that 15th verse. I'm trying to get that tonight. Insomuch that they brought forth. Now, when the Lord adds, people want to come and get healed. Now, notice it now. People are coming to Jerusalem. They're coming. Oh, this is just in Jerusalem. This isn't them going out into the hedges and highways. This is still in Jerusalem. Amen. The house of bread. Amen. This is in Jerusalem. And they're coming to Jerusalem. And by them coming, they've heard. What do people hear about us? Are people wanting to come because of what they hear? They're hearing God's presence is there. If the worship is there, then we will magnify the Lord. We'll be like the children of Israel when God split the Red Sea and they came on the other side. Amen. And they began to worship and praise God. Miriam led them in the worship and praise. Why? Because they trusted God through a difficult situation. When you trust God and you believe in God, no matter what, I often think about as they were crossing the Red Sea, the water on both sides and the fish and everything going through the water. But the water is not consuming them. Amen. They steady marching. You know somebody looked around. You know, I don't know what they saw. I don't know if it was dolphins, if it was whales, if it was sharks. I don't know what they saw. But I do know the water stood up on both sides. And when they got on the other side, and then God swallowed up Pharaoh's army, they worship and pray. They had a song. They weren't looking for some other song. They had a song. They had a worship. They were grateful. When God does things, people want to be a part. Amen. That's what they're doing in this 15th verse. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the street and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Now, beloved, the power wasn't in Peter's shadow. The power was in the Holy Spirit. It's just like Jesus and the woman saying, if I could but touch the hem of his garment or the fringe of his garment. Amen. The power is in the Holy Spirit. And because they had seen what God had done through Peter and John, and now the people have seen the apostles. People are one. Peter is the one that at that point in time is in the leadership role. So people are just laying people out that as he walks, they're believing that the Holy Spirit will permeate through him and touch the ones that are sick, the ones that need to be healed, the ones that need to be delivered. Not because it's Peter, but because the Holy Spirit is flowing through him. Amen. When we allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate us and flow through us by his power, by his presence. Amen. And we give him the glory. Peter didn't stop and have an appreciation service because the Lord had used him. I know I'm meddling right there, but I'm trying. Amen. Peter was just used by God. And beloved, when we let God use us, people will see the God in us. And want to come where we are. That's my prayer. That's been my prayer all day today. It's my prayer that the Holy Spirit feel me, Lord. Use me, Lord. You say you're not respect a person. You said in Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just want you to be magnified. I just want souls to be saved. I want people to be delivered. I want people to give God glory and reverence for who God is and what God can do. We ask the question, is there anything too hard for God? We make the statement that all things are possible to them that believe. We have to walk God's presence in our lives until God manifests us. Amen. And then that 16th verse, there came also a multitude out of cities. It got so strong, it went out of the cities. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Out of Jerusalem, bringing six folk, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. God will heal. God will deliver if we will surrender to Jesus Christ and ask the Holy Spirit to fill us and lead and guide us in all that we ask of Him. God bless you tonight, and we praise God for you. He is our prayer. The kingdom of heaven is on you. You become candidate for baptism, letter of Christian experience. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. If you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to introduce you to Him. He wants you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants to see you desire the sincere milk of the Word of God. Amen. God bless you. And pray.